Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
If you've noticed the sound quality on your brand new sleek TV is lacking, it's definitely no accident. The good news, there's a lot you can do to fix the problem, and a little can go a long way.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in the newsroom in New York with a question for you. Have you ever noticed that TVs sound weird lately? They look great. The advancements all these sleek TVs have made in picture quality have afforded us with near-perfect pixelation. But has sound quality been compromised? And more importantly, what can we do about it? Here with some tips is personal tech columnist for the Journal, Jeff Fowler, patching in from San Francisco. Hey, Jeff.
Hi there.
So as someone who works in the business of sound, this hit really close to home. I was scrolling through Twitter last night and I saw your tweet about this and I said, I got to talk to Jeff tomorrow. So here we are. Where to start, though? Let's start at the root of the problem. You know, the sleeker TVs get, the worse they sound, it seems. What's the connection there?
There's totally a connection. And the news that I think I found a lot of people on Twitter and on email saying, like, they're saying, thank you for saying this out loud.
Yes.
Because so many people.
That was me.
Yeah, exactly. So many people feel like, wait, why didn't I hear that right? So my first call was to the TV makers. Mm-hmm. And they owned up a little bit to the fact that, listen, like, when we go and pick a TV now, the competition really is which one looks the prettiest. And so most TVs that you buy these days put the speakers on that thin little grill on the bottom, or a few even put it on the back. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, when you do that, it's not going to have the same sound as TVs did back in the day when they were big speakers on the front pointing directly at you. Things can get muffled, and then they have to rely on other tricks to fix that. And so I actually went to the lab here in San Francisco that Dolby has, where they test televisions and work on some of this technology, and they showed me very scientifically that there can be a big difference in the kind of sound you get out of these TVs just based on where you put it. What those tiny speakers on the bottom have to bounce off of can make a big difference.
It's so simple. You can do it right in your living room. It's a cute little experiment. The whole setup is key here. So talk a little about how we can experiment in this way.
Well, if you're able to move around your television, that's a great first place to start, because it means you don't have to spend anything more.
Mm-hmm.
So get a friend who has pretty good ears. Sit this friend on the sofa or where you want to sit to watch your television, and then find a good piece of content that can be a little tricky to hear, and then tell your friend to close their eyes.
Okay.
And try moving around the television. And I think what you'll find is that the closer you get, obviously, the clearer it can be. But also, whatever it is that those speakers have to bounce off of is going to make a difference. When in that Dolby lab, when we just mounted the TV on the wall, the voices were not as clear as when actually it was on a table and the sound had something to bounce off of. But that doesn't mean that you want to just put it always down on something. For example, if you have a cloth on that table, that can actually absorb sound. Or if you've got some kind of hutch or cabinet, it could actually cause other kinds of disturbance. So you really have to just experiment a bit.
Mm-hmm. So that's a great start. Let's talk about something else we can do without having to venture out and buy something. A lot of folks don't pay much attention to the sound settings on their TV, but it's super useful here. How can we navigate through our TV settings to tweak out some better sound?
Yeah, so this is an area where I would say tread carefully, unless you're an audio guru, because it seems like a lot of these settings, actually many that come turned on the televisions, would be a good thing. Like, oh, there's a surround sound setting on this television. That'll be good, right?
Mm.
Or volume leveling. But again, back in that lab where we were testing this TV, I found both of those kinds of settings actually made the voices harder to hear. And here's why. Like, listen, if you've got just two speakers, a left and a right, and they're anemic as it is, trying to like tease out more background noise to make things sound more ambient is only going to make voices harder to
mm-hmm.
distinguish. So a lot of those things really just you know, are worth turning off. That said, other TVs might have things like special speech enhancement modes, which will pull out the sounds in that middle range where human voices tend to hang out, and emphasize those, so that could be helpful. There's also things that kind of level out sounds for night listening, so you don't wake up everybody else in your house.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's, you know, more experimentation. That's something that we can do at home. So let's say that we were willing to invest a little cash into this sound project. Let's start with speakers. It seems like a lot of us are kind of over home theater systems. They're good, but it's a big project, lots of wires. Sound bars are emerging as a solid alternative. So what are some options by way of a decent sound bar?
Yeah, so there's a lot of them out there that used to be very expensive, and they're not anymore. In my column, I list a couple that I've checked out that were good, and this is by no means an exhaustive list, but Yamaha makes a really good one for about $200. The one I actually use at my house is the Sonos Play Bar. It's $700. And one thing that's cool about it is Sonos is a very sort of software-oriented speaker company. So they have an app, actually, that you can get out and sit in the sofa where you want to listen to the television, and then the speakers will start making a cool kind of womp, womp, womp sound.
That's cool.
And it will tune itself to where to sound best where you want to sit, which I actually found they just came out with that capability for their soundbar. And I found it actually made the soundbar sound a lot better. Like, the voices were clearer after I did that. There's also some that are targeting in particular people who maybe have some hearing loss, maybe seniors or people who have other kind of hearing problems. And one I tried by a company called Zvox. They have one for $250 that, again, they use some of this sort of sound processing that you might get from hearing aids to bring out the sounds that tend to go first in our ears. And I found that effective and certainly made the voices clearer to hear. I don't necessarily have the hearing loss, so you'd really have to try it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But with this and with many of the things we're talking about here, the thing that people always forget, and I'm always reminding people, buy it, try it. If it doesn't work for you, return it.
Sounds like a good plan to me. We're talking to The Wall Street Journal's Jeffrey Fowler about how to enhance your TV sound. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We'd like to say a quick thank you and share a message from one of our sponsors, Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to launch innovative transportation solutions, including its carpooling option, Uber Pool, and enable a world on the move. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for joining us. So, Jeffrey, just to round this out with something else that's come a long way, especially now that a lot of TVs have Bluetooth and wireless capability, because another good option here is wireless headphones. And it's good, like, you know, we were just talking about people hard of hearing, perhaps, or if you just want to isolate some sound as to not bother the people you live with. What are some good options that we can look into on that front?
Yeah, headphones are the key to domestic bliss.
Yes.
If you and your your spouse or partner squabble over the volume
it's
of the
so
television.
True.
So if you have a pretty modern TV, most of them have Bluetooth included. Now, it used to be back in the day that people worried that there was some lag with Bluetooth, like you'd see like the lips move and then you'd hear that a second later.
Right.
That's not really a problem anymore. They've really fixed that with the latest Bluetooth tech. So that's one way to go. Just any pair of headphones would work for that. But if you have an older TV that doesn't have Bluetooth, there are definitely some headphones that sort of reproduce a kind of wireless signal to bring the sound to your ears. One that I tried that targets seniors is called the Clarity TV Listener. It's $180, and it just has its own transceiver, and it worked pretty well. Then if you want to get even fancier, there's another one that's made by Sennheiser, which is a fantastic headphone brand. I've reviewed some of their headphones before, and they really come out very, very well in the technology. They have this $400 pair that does a similar sort of thing. You can plug in your TV into it, and then it rebroadcasts it wirelessly. The thing that Sennheiser also does, though, is they have modes to again, like hearing aids, process some of the sound so that you can hear it if you've got some challenges.
Great tips, as always. Thank you so much, Jeff.
You bet.
So ends another Tech News Briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.